Restoration. Thoughts quickly turned to how the transept should be restored. The day after the fire, offers of oak trees came from 40 donors across the country, assuming it would be rebuilt using traditional materials. In fact, various options were considered, including leaving the transept without a roof and inserting a new window between it and the central tower, so it stood as a monument. Restoration also caused debate. Should oak be used, or was this perhaps a chance to use modern techniques and materials such as steel? History and craftsmanship won out. No one knew how steel would perform in a cathedral setting for the next 500 years, but timber was tried and tested. York Minster Fund launched a public appeal to support the £2.25 million restoration. Established in 1967, for over 50 years, the fund has been raising money for a range of projects at York Minster. It raises an average of £1 million each year to support ongoing conservation and restoration, as well as the cathedral's work in music, learning, and education. In 1984, by sheer coincidence, the Canon Treasurer had enhanced the Minster's insurance policy just 2 weeks before the fire. In the end, this paid for the restoration works, and the public appeal money was used to implement vital fire protection measures, including more lightning conductors and a new alarm system.